Hello, this is Holly Dilatush, and I thought I would try sharing a link to a recorded response. I will try not to babble too long, although it's late, I'm tired, and I babble when I'm not tired, more so when I am tired. But I am so glad that I joined this EVO. It's been difficult because I'm also co-moderating another session, and life is busy anyway, which we all likely have as a part of our lives. But there have been so many fun and interesting and enlightening, thought-provoking posts, and lots of new resources for me. And there are so many resources online now. I wanted to comment specifically here on the note about recordings. Several of you have mentioned Vocaroo, and I loved Vocaroo and used it for a long time, but stopped using it on our site when realized that they were disappearing after 3 months. They are temporary, and Vocaroo does not have immediate plans, if any plans, to offer a product that is storable forever. So we stopped using Vocaroo, but it has been a tool that has prompted lots of response from speakers of English of all levels. Even beginner level learners have found it easy, and that's what I love when a tool is easy and you can orient a student to it, and they will use it. So I have a challenge in that regard on loop.com, the site that I manage and work from. I don't get the opportunity to meet students face to face. It's purely online, and screencasts work for some audio recordings like this. Spoken more slowly and enunciated clearly, work for others. Photo screenshots with arrows and notes work best for most. I find that if I will find the time, or I am able to convince another learner to make the time to take a screenshot, draw an arrow, and explain step by step, more people respond. The more learners are the teachers, the more response I tend to get. Our site is not, loop.com is not easy for many to learn to use, but it's very much focused toward self-directed learners, and the help and support are there promptly, sometimes immediately in our site text chat if you're signed in. So it's a very community-oriented space, and so is this. This EVO is working because it is a community. We have built it into a community. We've had expert facilitators, and we've encouraged each other, and that's what makes any online tool work or not work, in my experience, is the community, that sense of community, of orientation. So we need a strong orientation, we need support in a way that works for each individual, such a challenging thing to offer. We need tools that are fairly glitch-free or reliable support for those tools. We need the willingness to be flexible to learn and embrace the ups and downs, the roller coaster ride of learning a new tool. We need to be willing to help each other to move up and down the continuum of know a lot, know nothing, need help, can offer help, will make the time to help. All of these things have been modeled in this session, and there are so many posts from this week that I want time to answer. And every night it approaches 10 o'clock, and I'm tired, and I just can't do more and still be effective tomorrow for work. So I wanted to record this on, and I am recording this on Audioboo, and I wanted to talk up Audioboo a little. I used Evoca for a long time. I tried Vocaroo. I've used the, I forget the name now, the, I think it's Mercedes, I think, that modeled this and has it on a blog. Little sidebar that lets you just click and record a message. I used to have that on our site. I've used AudioPal. I've tried to explore many opportunities, options for tools, struggling to find one that works for a variety of reasons and fits with the Ning platform that I use. I used Audioboo a long time ago, but didn't know about their channels option until just a few weeks ago, and I'm still in the process of working with them to get all of our channels set up. But if you follow the link I'm leaving for this recording, you'll see that it is one of the channels for Loop, and there is a link to visit the full page of channels. We still have more that haven't been added yet. But I love this option. I'm excited about this option to give many opportunities both for members of Loop who actively participate regularly and for visitors who may be one of your classes who see one post on our site and want to be part of it. You can click on Audioboo and record anonymously. If you have an Audioboo membership, Audioboo account, you can choose to post to our channel and let us know who you are. But it's easy to use. Right now, I have the settings so that I am moderating all of the recordings and approving them before they show up in a specific channel. But I will be using this more and more. The transcription chat channel and our speaking and listening and pronunciation channels, which are not up yet, will probably be some of our more active channels. But I'm very excited about the potential for this Audioboo channel. It will be not yet, but will be linked to iTunes so that it can be a podcast you subscribe to, each channel can be, and I'm just excited. So I hope that you will explore Audioboo to see if it might fit your class's needs. And if you see something here on Loop's Audioboo channel that looks like it might fit your class, please help Loop help your students, help yourself, and leave a recording. Would love to hear your voices, feedback, and the more contributions I get, the more it helps me plan how I can best use the Audioboo channel and helps Audioboo. They've provided this channel for me at no cost. I have voluntarily sent them a contribution, but they were willing to do all of this for educational purposes to promote the opportunity at no cost, which I find fantastic in today's world. So, Audioboo, tired, bubble-gushing Holly, saying goodbye. Thanks for listening. Thank you all for participating in this wonderful EVO session. Thank you to the moderators. Good night.